Today she is Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Hey. We will begin on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, 13 lines from the bottom. Amar Yehuda Shor B'Shmo, we learned in the Mishnah Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis, a dialogue between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shua as they were walking on the road, and he asked them why a Gvinas Akum Osir. Rabbi Shua explained because they make the cheese with the stomach of an avela. To which Rabbi Shmuel asked, the keva of an oila, of a carbon oila, should be treated more strictly than the keva of a carbon of nevela. And if we find that by the keva of a carbon oila there's no meila, certainly it should not be a reason to make cheese also because they use the keva of nevela. And because of this question, he said, because they put it into the, they used the keva, they used the stomach of a calf, which is avodah zarah. So Rabbi Shmuel at that point said, if that's the reason, then gvinas akum should be also bahana. So begins the Gemara, Amar Avduvi Amarav, Hamakadosh beperish shor haniskel. We know that the shor haniskel, an animal that killed another animal, is chayiv to be killed. And the Torah says, "Sokol yisokol ashor v'lo yoichol es b'saroi." And the Gemara Masechta Pesachim teaches us that what it means is that not only may you not eat the meat of a shor haniskel, but you're not allowed to have hanor from the shor haniskel. And the Gemara says, so therefore, what would be the halacha if somebody uses the waste that's found in the stomach of a shor haniskel, mekudesh, to be kaddish a woman, the kedushin is considered valid. It has value, that perish. However, perish eglev etz kechavim, if somebody uses that waste that's found in a calf that was used for avodah zarah, in a mekudeshes, she would not be mekudeshes. Ibai seima, and we need to understand, if they're both osu b'hanom, why is the halacha different? So says the Gemara, Ibai Seim, as far as we can understand this through logic, Ibai Seim, we can understand this through a pasuk. Ibai Seim, as far as Gabli Evers Kechovim, Nichle Benefche. When somebody has an animal which is designated for Avodah Zarah, he's anxious that the animal should take up more room. And therefore, the perish, which is found, as we've been learning, in the stomach of the animal, which adds to the size of the animal, is something that the person wants. And since he wants it, and you're not supposed to want it, because it's avodah zarah, so that's why the halacha is that it's osur. That's why the halacha is that it's osur b'hanom. Whereas, gab shor haniskel, when we're talking about the shor haniskel, nivchale b'nivchei, he's not looking that this animal should be any larger, because this animal is going to get killed. And therefore, since there's no interest in that perish, that's why it's not considered of any value, and that's why you could use it to be mekadesh anisha. Ibai seima, or if you want, how do we understand the difference between the shor haniskel and the avodah zarah? Mikra, we could come to this conclusion by learning the pasuk siv hocha by Ir Nidachas, which is a city that they worshipped avodah zarah. Tarek Deshi uses the words la yidbak biyotchem uma. We can't have any hanor from anything from that city. Because Siv Hossam, regarding the Shor haniskel, the Torah says, Sokli Sokla Shor, V'lo Yoichlas Besoroi. Besoroi Osir. So we learn from this pasuk that only the meat of the carbon is Osir, a Persha, but when we speak about the Perish, it's Mutter. Amarava, says the Gemara, Tvay Tanina. Both halachas that we've just studied, that the Perish of Avodah Zarah is stricter, it's also banal, it can't be used for being mekadesh and isha, and that the perish of the shor haniskel may be used to be mekadesh and isha. Both of these halacha are halachas that we've, says the Gemara, both of these halachas that we've already learned. Midah kamalei, because go back to what we quoted when we learned, quoted the Mishnah. Midah kamalei, when we found there Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shua told Rabbi Shmuel that the reason that Gvinas Akum is Osir Neshem Amidin Bekebis Nevela, because they used the cave of Nevela, Vekum Mahadalei, and what was Rosh Shmuel's response? V'loi Kebis Oila Chamur Bekebis Nevela. The cave of the Oila is Osbana, and the cave of Nevela is only Osbachila. And still the Aloch is that the Kebis Oila is not subject to Mila. Meklal, so what do we see from here? The Surah Hano, Shar Prashayu, that there are cases that we have something which is also about Hano, the Aloch of the carbon oil, and it's still, the perish is Mutter. Umidah Kamalei, and the fact that Rishmol had to then say the reason it's Osir is when they Meshamid Noisir Be'egle, Kebis Eglis of Hez Chavim, because they use it, the cave of the Egle of the Kachavim, Im Kain, Vilkama Hadalei, and then what did Rishmol say to him? If that is the reason, Im Kain, Lamaloy Asur Ba'ano, then the halacha should be that Venus Akum should even be Asur Ba'ano, Mechlal. So we see from here that if it were Avodah Zorah, then the perish of Avodah Zorah, Asur Prashayu, would make it Asur, and would make it Asur to the degree that it's also Bahano. So Agamar has identified that what is the reason that Gvinas Akum is Osir? The reason Gvinas Akum is Osir is because the Keva, the rennet comes from a non-kosher animal, as we're going to see, as we learned, or the rennet comes from Avodah Zorah. And the halacha is that that's why Gvinas Akum is Osir, even in a case where the Rambam says the mamad b'prochim, which is quite common nowadays, since the mamad b'prochim, they don't use real animal rennet to make the cheese. But the Rambam says that once Chazal said that Gvinas Akum is osur, even when we don't have the concern that they're using animal rennet, the halach is afilu hamidu b'asavim. The Rambam says, "Afilu amidu b'savim." Even he, in those days, they apparently used some grass. The halach is that it's not mutter. However, as we quoted in previous shiurim, the halach is that if machloikus ramah and the shach, according to the ramah, it's enough that a Jew should supervise the production of the cheese. And then it won't be considered Gvinas Akum. According to the Shach, there's only one of two options. Either the Jew is the one that actually pours in the rennet, or if it's not the Jew that pours in the rennet, you have a Jew who owns the cheese. By owning the cheese and owning the rennet, so then you saw, according to the Shach, you wouldn't have a problem of Gvinas Akum. The question that comes up is what's going to be the halacha on soft cheese. Now, soft cheese could theoretically be made with without any rennet. And the question is, if you have soft cheese that's made without rennet, what will be the halacha of that but you did use a rennet or different ingredients? Will it be osur or mutter? It's a machloikus hapoiskim. If that is subject to the halacha of Gvinas Akum, it seems that the opinion of the Chochmas Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan is to be machmer. The opinion of Rav Moshe was that by soft cheese, Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Igros Moshe Yerodei Chelik Bei Simen Memchas, that soft cheese, that you could have the cheese without any rennet, then the halacha will be that it's mutter. That soft cheese is mutter, since it didn't need the rennet or these other ingredients or the acid that is added to make it. And therefore, he says that the halacha of Gvinas Akum doesn't apply by soft cheese. But ask the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, we learned, asked Rabbi Yeshua, why did not Chazal say that Gvinas Akum is also Bahanam? And we don't find that Rabbi Yeshua responded. Actually, we found in the Mishnah, Hishiva is Hisil Adav Acher. He changed the subject. But ask the Gemara, Veladelei, why couldn't Rabbi Yeshua respond to Rabbi Shmuel, B'shem Delei Sel Asur B'Einei, that the rennet even though it was made from that stomach, it's not here anymore. And once it's not here, then the halacha is we shouldn't count it. And we have said such a concept, says the Gemara, the Amurius Rabbanon, the Lesurah B'Hanah. When we spoke about the Murius, according to Rabbanon, it's not Asur B'Hanah, my Tama. Why do we say so? Lav Mishum, the Leis Lesurah B'Hanah, because the Isser is not there anymore. So why don't we say that here? Amri, so the Gemara adds a new consideration here. And that consideration is Hocha, Kivan the Ukma Kamaikum, since the rennet is what makes the cheese into cheese. And once you, so that makes it into a Dover HaMaimed. And the Loch is, Hoshav Lai Kaman the Isla Surbeine, it's considered like it's still here because it's a Dover HaMaimed. And there are different explanations in the Rishonim already why a Dover HaMaimed is never bottled. The simple pshat is that since the Dover HaMaimed is what makes us have the cheese, without the Dover HaMaimed, it wouldn't be here. So therefore, you can't say on something which is a Dover HaMaimed that it becomes bottle. That's one way of understanding this halacha. The other way of understanding this halacha, the Mefarshim suggest, is that just like the halacha is, for those who have learned Yerideya, that the halacha is that Mils David L'tama, something which is used to give tam, like bottle, never becomes bottle. The same thing, that a because it's so significant, so too will be the halacha by a dover, that if you have a dover amaymet, the dover amaymet is not something that gives, is never going to be bottle. The Miri says that, indeed, as we're learning in El Gemara, a dover amaymet never becomes bottle. He says, but let's say you'll have two maimeds. One is Osir and one is Mutter. So that will be a category, that will be considered a situation of Zevez HaGoyrim. If each one of these ingredients cannot make the cheese on its own, well, the cheese is not a good example because Gvinas Akum is always Osir. But if you have a different food that has two things that are put into it and they're both Maimeds, and each one alone cannot be Maimed the food, then we have a concept of then we have a halacha of Zevez HaGoyrim and its mutter. The Ritvaz also makes a very interesting point. He says that when do we say that something is considered Dover HaMaimed? When the Dover HaMaimed is something which is itself Osir. But if the Dover HaMaimed is not something which is itself Osir, it's only Osir because of a Bliya, then the halacha is that we would not be considered Dover HaMaimed. That means if it's not inherently usur, then we don't consider it a dover maimed. Moreover, the Noida Behuda says that when we speak about a dover maimed, which is really what we spoke about a moment ago when we spoke about the soft cheese, what would be the halacha, says the Noida Behuda, if you were making soft cheese and the dover maimed that you use was not a kosher dover HaMaimed? Would that affect the status of the cheese? And the Noida Behuda wants to suggest that the only time something can be considered a dover HaMaimed is when it's something that without it, you cannot get the product that you're looking for. Then it's considered a dover HaMaimed. But in a case like soft cheese, that we said a few moments ago, that soft cheese could be produced even without, that soft cheese could be produced even without rennet. So then that rennet, even if it was used, and even if it was not kosher, the Noida Behuda wants to suggest would be bottled because I don't need it to make the cheese. We learned in the Mishnah, as we just said, that when after Rabbi Shua explained to Rabbi Shmuel why Gvinas Akum is Asur, because of Mamidin Noisoi, Bekebus Avodah Zarah, and Rabbi Shmuel then asked him, so therefore it should be also HaNoah. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shua, instead of answering Rabbi Shmuel, his Sila Dover Acher, he changed the subject. Says the Gemara, he asked him, how do we pronounce the word in Shir HaShirim? Ki toivim doidecha miyayin, or ki toivim doidayich? Says the Gemara, what's the difference? Says the Gemara, ki toivim doidecha miyayin, says the Gemara, Kasser of Dimi, Omar Knesset Yisrael of Fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Knesset Yisrael says to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Arei Malai Divrei Doidecha, to me it's sweeter, the words of Chazal, Yoyse Miyayin Shel Torah, more than the actual Torah. Of course, this is a very difficult line, especially to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I prefer what the Rabbanan said versus what you said. So I saw that the Rabbeinu Yoyna explains. The Pasuk says, Vata Ma Hashem, Vata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyal Mimach, Ki Im Liras Hashem Elokecha, Lelechas B'chol Drachov, Lehava Yisrael Lehavadis Hashem Elokecha B'chol Nafshecha B'chol Nedecha. The whole purpose of our Avodas Hashem is to come to Yirah Shemayim. And what is the concept behind the Gzeres D'Rabbanan? The concept behind the Gzeres D'Rabbanan is that they are here to protect the what it says in the Torah. So it's all to create a situation of Yirah Shemayim. And if our purpose of being in this world is to reach Yirah Shemayim, That's why Klai Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I prefer anything else over this. Says the Gemara, Maishna Haikrad Shaili, why did he ask him specifically about this Pasuk? Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Vatem Rav Shimon ben Ami, Mreish Dekra Kamalei. His question was from the beginning of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Yishokeinim and Ashikas Piyu, Amar Yishmal Acha, Chesoik Svachecha Zu Vazu, keep your mouth quiet, keep your lips together. Don't ask questions so fast. And therefore, he said, when you asking me about pshat in this pasuk, be quiet. I saw that there was an amshon of a chassid once came to the Belzer Rebbe in Europe, and he told the Belzer Rebbe that Rabbi Sacha Doif, he said that he was at the Seder of the Verker Rebbe, and the Verker Rebbe at that Seder said that when we get to Hish Amdal Avaseinu V'lanu, it says that we should cut, in the Haggadah it says, at that point we cover the matzah, and after we cover the matzah, we pick up the cup of wine. And he said that the Verker Rebbe explained, why do we do so? So he says that we know that the matzah that we eat by the Seder is a chiv deraisa. The dalek kaisis that we drink are the rabbonim. So before we proclaim that we were able to survive in all of our golus, that we were on the brink of annihilation, what kept Klal Yisrael alive is that we kept the mitzvahs the rabbonim. Therefore, we pick up the cup of wine, which, as we're learning in our shiurim, represents the gzeir of stam yenom. We, of course, have to be careful only to drink kosher wine. And then we cover up the matzah. And we're saying that the rabbanon of stam yayin is more important to us and is what has caused us to survive more than anything else, more than the rices of the matzahs. Some Sofer explains that the Gemara just said that it's connected to what it says at the beginning of the Pasuk, where it speaks about Yishokeinu Minashikas Piyu, that he explains that we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Yishokeinu Minashikas Piyu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should kiss us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should show us tremendous love. But the question is, how can a person be able to be zoicha to that neshikas piu, to the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the answer is by keeping the mitzvahs to Rabbanim. My Tama, so says the Gemara, why did Rabbi Yeshua not respond to Rabbi Shmuel's seemingly very fair question? Amu ulavi tem Rabbi Shmuel bar Abba, gzera chadashihi, because the gzera of Gvinas Akam was a new gzera, v'em mefakvim ba, and we don't ask questions on it. In fact, Yerushalmi says that at that point, when Rishmol was having this conversation when Rabbi Shmuel was having this conversation, Rabbi Shmuel was a young child. And he, at that point, he was told that what we need to understand is that even if we don't understand the reason for a Gezeiras Chazal, we have to accept the Gezeiras Chazal even if we don't understand the reason. And in fact, I saw the Cheshukei Chemed says that the halacha is that if there's a Beis Din or a Rav that makes a decision, that people have a problem understanding that decision. Says the Cheshukei Chemed, on one hand, the Rav should paskin the Shaila, should be ready to explain the reason, but on the other hand, he shouldn't be ready to explain the reason for a year. He should put it away for a year that people should understand the psak is a psak under all circumstances. So ask the Gemara now, what is the reason, my gzerta? What's the reason that Gvinas Akum is Asur? Says the Gemara, Amrav Shimon Pazi, Amrav Shimon Levi, Mishum Nikar. We know, as we discussed earlier in our Shurim, the Chazal were very concerned about left open liquids because of gilui, that a snake might have put its venom in it. And therefore, the na'akum, when they make the cheese, might have left the milk open and the snake put venom into it. So ask the Gemara if that's the reason. So why didn't he say so? Says the Gemara, as we just learned. Because what he was doing, what Rabbi Shua was doing, was what Ula taught us. Dam Ula, ki gazru gzeret ve marava, whenever they would make a new gzeret in Yisrael, lamagli tamat tresi yarkashata, they would wait 12 months until they revealed the reason. D'loi ik inish d'loi sirlei. Dim ik inish d'loi sirlei. Maybe there will be purple, but there will be people who disagree with this reasoning. And then, vasala zulzulibay, and then they won't respect the reason. Like that, what he wanted was that the halacha, that the rule, should become established. And once it's established, then we can start talking about the reason. Ask the Gemara, Magad bar Rav Yirmiyah. So ask Rav Yirmiyah El Ma'ata, if the concern is about the snake venom, Yavesha Tishtri, dry cheese of the Nakri should be mutter, or Yashan, if it's old cheese, Tishtri, Dam Rav Chanina, Yavish mutter. If you see cheese got completely dry, then it's a proof that there's no venom in that cheese. Because if there were venom there, the venom would have prevented the cheese from ever getting dried. And similarly, if you see yoshon, that if it was got old and still fine, it's again proof that the cheese doesn't have any venom in it. Because if there would have been, it would be mutter. Because if there were venom there, Eim Anichel Yashin, I would have never allowed it to become old. Amar Chanina, says Rav Chanina, I'm still concerned about the venom. And the reason I'm concerned about the venom is because of she efshalai b'loitzot tzuchei cholav. Even if you have cheese, there's sometimes small drops of liquid, of milk in that cheese. And that cheese, that milk, that remaining milk may have in it venom. The Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says that the reason we hold that cheese is osur is because they use, as we said before, kebus nevela, the keba of a nevela. Ask the Gemara, a keva gufa, but let's understand, the keva is sharia, And so ask the Gemara, but Gvina that would be made from a keva was mutter, was saying. It's only because it's keva's nevela. Ask the Gemara, or mi am Shmuel hachi, does Shmuel indeed say that way? Vatnan, the Mishnah says, keva's ayv kachav mishal nevela, asura. Vavina, atadav dikacham lam nevelahu. The wording of the Mishnah seems to be redundant. Anytime you have a keva that belongs to Nachri, it's presumably nevela, because when a nachri kills an animal, no matter how he kills the animal becomes nevela. Amar Shmuel, and in answer to this question, Shmuel says chadik tani. Keva shchitas avayedus kachavim. That's exactly what he meant to say, that whenever a nachri kills an animal, that Nakri becomes an Avela and it's a Surah. But we see from here that the reason the cheese is Asur is because they used the Keva. And what do you have to say? Because Keva is Nevela. Answers the Gemara, Loikasha. Ha, the reason is the Mishnah Masech Techulin that says that whatever in the Keva is Asur is Kaidim Chazara. It's before Rabbi Shua retracted in what he said in our Mishnah. Because when we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shua first said it because the reason was because they use Kevas Nevela. And we see that he holds that Keva is not Keperish. We can Shmuel in our Sugya that says that Gvinas Akim is Osir because they use Kevas Nevela, not because of the Perish, is Lach Chazara. And he says that the perish could be something else. The reason that they can't use it is because they use the keva of the agolim, and therefore the halach is that it's also because they use the or of the kevas nevela, the renet, and therefore it's also bachila and mutter bahana. And the Mishnah that said that the reason is because of avodah zara lezazim akaymai, the Mishnah remained the way it was. And the way the Mefarshim explained this is that they learned Mishnayis Balpeh. And since they learned Mishnayis Balpeh, were they to change the wording of Mishnayis, it would become very difficult to remember the Mishnayis Balpeh. So even when they wanted to change it, they didn't, because they should not get confused in the words. Of course, the Rishonim ask a most simple question. Why isn't the cheese also when you use animal rennet because of basa b'chalav? So the Rimigash already asked this question, and the Rimigash says that this would not necessarily, if it's basa b'chalav, it would be only also if it's not bottle b'shishim. But if it's bottle b'shishim, then it's not also. The Tosfos and the Ravid answer that the way cheese is made is that everything is cold, and when you have tzoinen b'tzoinen, we could be more lenient. Another pshat that some Rishonim suggest is that, as we learned earlier, that maimed is asur, so we're going to have to explain, like we said earlier, that whenever they use basur or keva, even if a kosher animal, to be maimed the cheese, we're going to have to explain that it's not the only ingredient. And since it's not the only ingredient, that's why we have room for leniency. Because it's only a maimed if that's the only maimed. Says the Gemara, Malki b'shmei d'racha b'rad b'havama, nei shemachlika paneh b'shem chazir. Why is gvinas akam osur? Because they smear on the cheese, they smear the cheese with lard. They used to make cheese through using vinegar. And as we have been discussing in our shiurim, the vinegar of a nachri is asur because the vinegar is from the stam yenam. We have fruits of a tree, the sap of the arla tree. And the arla tree, for the first 3 years, is also bachila, and that makes the cheese also. Kaman, says the Gemara, this last explanation that we said that the reason cheese is also is because we use the sap of the arla tree, says the Gemara, Kaman, whose opinion does this follow? Kai Tana. Reb Leza Omer, Hamamid Bisrafa Arla, if somebody takes the sap of the arla tree to use for cheese, also, Neshu Peri, because the sap is considered like a fruit. And just like the fruit of the arla tree is asur, so too the sap of the arla tree is equivalent to the fruit of the arla tree. And since it's equivalent to the fruit of the arla tree, the halacha is that that's why it's asur bana. Says the Gemara, I feel the time of Rabbi Shua. Even if you'll say that Rav Nachman Yitzchak, that's Rav Elazar's opinion, but not the opinion of Rabbi Shua. Of Yeshua, says the Gemara, I feel the time of Yeshua. Even if we'll say that's following the opinion of Yeshua, Where do we find that Rabbi Shua disagrees with Rabbi Elazar? Elabakata de Navza, the sap that comes out of the tree itself. Rabbi Shmuel says, Rabbi Shua holds that that sap is not considered equal to the fruit of the harlot tree, and Rabbi Elazar disagrees. Avabakata de Peri, if you have juice that comes out of the actual orla fruit, moida. Rabbi Shua will agree that that sap is considered like orla, and therefore, if it was used to make cheese, it will be also v'noah. V'ayin d'tanan, and that's what the Mishnah Masechta Orla says. Amar Rabbi Shua, shemati b'feirish, I explicitly heard, shamamid b'sraf ha'alim b'sraf ha'ikrim. If you use the sap of the leaves, the slap of the trunk, mutter, that would not be considered that you used orla to make the cheese. But if you use sraf apagim, if you use the sap that comes out of the fruit, usher, because the sap of the fruit is equivalent to nishiperi. Ask the Gemara, Bein Rav Chisda, both according to Rav Chisda, who says that the reason Gevinas Akim is usher is because of the vinegar. Or Bein Rav Yitzchak, and according to Rav Yitzchak that says of the orla, titzabano, so then the halacha is that it ought to be asubano, because all is asubano, and stam yenim is asubano, says the Gemara, indeed kasha. That's a question. Why is Gevinas Akum only usher? Why is Gevinas Akum only usher be'achila? The halacha should be that Gevinas Akum should be usher be'hana as well. Says the Gemara. Darsh Rav Nachman b'reid Rav Chisda. Ma'idik siv. The pasuk going back to Shir Shirim. The pasuk says l'reich shemanecha Toivim. Says the Gemara, Lama Talmud Chacham Daim Letzlucha Shal Paitin. Why is the Talmud Chacham compared to a plate, a container that has in it good smelling incense? Megula, when you open it up, Reicha Noitiv, it gives off a pleasant smell. Mechusa, but when it's closed, Ein Reicha Noitiv, it doesn't give off a good smell. What we're learning from here is that when a Talmud Chacham teaches Torah to other people, then the Talmud Chacham is accomplishing what is he's supposed to be here. The Talmud Chacham is not supposed to be a Talmud Chacham that only keeps the Torah for himself, but rather he's supposed to teach other people Divrei Torah. V'loyoid, what happens is when Talmud Chacham does what he's supposed to do, meaning teaching Torah to other people, things that maybe he would not be able to understand, he begins to be able to understand. Things that are hidden, things that we normally aren't able to understand, then the halacha is he begins to understand them. Even the Malchamavis, so to speak, loves him, and doesn't take him away from this world. Shenema alomas ayavucha kribe almovis. The Malach HaMovis, who's in charge of taking people away from the world, will love him. V'loyoid al shenachish le'alomas. This Talmud Chacham will have two worlds. Echad olam hazeh ve'echad olam haba. Shenema almovis kerme olomois. He'll have two worlds. The Chassam Sofer explains that Dvarim Shemachusim, Megulim Miskalmloi, he explains that the Talmud Chacham could think to himself, since I'm spending so much time teaching Torah to others, it takes away from my ability to learn myself. And I won't be able to learn that much Torah. The Pasuk tells us the Gemara, that he'll have a special Siyata Deshmaya to learn and understand what everybody else isn't able to understand. Why is the Malach HaMavis considered the person that loves him? So the Mashal explains that just like we find that when Moshe Rabbeinu addressed the Malach HaSharis in Shemayim, ultimately they began to love him. They told him about the secret of the Torah. So too, every Talmud Chacham, when he begins to learn Torah, the Malach HaMavis, and as I saw that the Mefarshim explained, the Malach HaMavis doesn't want us to do Averis. He's just here to challenge us. But he really wants us to do the right thing and live in this world. And when the Talmud Chacham acts that way and teaches others to act that way, the Malach HaMavis says, he's the person that I don't want, that I should do anything wrong to him. And that's why we find that the Malach HaMavis was the one that told Moshe Rabbeinu about the power of the Ketores. The lesson being that the Malach HaMavis wants to give us everything. The Chasam Sofer explains why is the Talmud Chacham Zoicha to both Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. So explains the Chasam Sofer that the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes is reluctant to give a person Olam Hazeh is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned, will that person act the way he's supposed to act? That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give him Olam Hazeh, to make sure that he stays in check. But when we have a person who acts the way he's supposed to act, and he does behave, then there's no reason to be concerned about giving him Olam Hazeh, because we know that even if he'll have Olam Hazeh, he'll still do what he's supposed to do. Since we know that that person will continue doing what he's supposed to do properly, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him not only Olam Haba, but he gives him even Olam Hazeh. Says the Mishnah, Ve'el Dvarim Shalai D'Chachamim Asurim, the following foods of the Nachrim that Chazal say are Asur. However, Ve'en Yisur Nesana, it doesn't represent the Isana. Cholav Shechav D'Chachavim, the first case is the Cholav of a Nachri that was milked by a Nachri, Ve'en Yisur Al Re'eyu, and that wasn't supervised by a Jew. And the concern is that maybe the Nachri mixed into it non-kosher milk. Their bread and their oil. Rabbi Behistinoi, says the Mishneh Torah, Shemer Berebi and his Bezdin said that the oil is mutter. Vashlokas. Shlokas are foods that are cooked by Nachrim. That's what we know is known. This is what is known as Bishel Akum. And the Isser is, the main issue, as we're going to learn the Gemara by Shlokas, is because we're concerned for chasness. We want to do everything to separate the Yisrael from the Nachrim. But Rashi adds another dimension in Bishul Akum. Rashi says we're concerned that maybe there's a Davar Tameh. Maybe the food that the Nachri is serving us is non-kosher. Ukfashim, these are fish, vegetables that are put into brine, shadak losos l'toichem yayim v'chaimitz, because it's very common that they were put into these type of foods, wine or vinegar. Vinegar, again, in those days, was typically made out of wine, and therefore these foods are asur. Trist trufa. Trist trufa is a type of fish, which are very small, but they were chopped into fish salad. They were chopped into a mixture where you could no longer see the fish. And therefore, we have to be concerned that maybe the Nachri mixed into the fish, not kosher fish. Vitzir, shame by Dugger Kilbashet, that is bar. And the same thing would be with the sauce that comes out of kosher fish, that in that barrel, when you have this oil, there isn't we see that there's a non-kosher fish in it, and we have to be concerned. If there's different non-kosher fish, then this type of fish would not be able to develop in that oil. And if we don't have that proof that this tzir was made from kosher fish, then it's also bachila. The chilek is a type of fish that when it's small, it doesn't have fins and scales. They only develop later. And Chazal said, we may not eat the chilek, even though the chilek is a kosher fish. Because the fact that it doesn't currently have fins and scales, the fact that it would ultimately have fins and scales, is enough to make this fish a kosher fish. But what Chazal said was that when you had this chilek fish, there were other fish that were non-kosher fish, that would swim and together with the kosher, with this chiluk kosher fish. And since you can't separate it out, you can't eat that fish. The kort shel chiltus. Chazal said that this chiltus is a type of vegetable that is sharp, and that if you use a non-kosher knife to cut it, then that become that has on it the grease of non-kosher. The Akum would use to use their knives, and that made that chiltus usur, or melech shlokundus, that's a type of salt, that harei ela asurim, the loch is that it's usur, v'ha'ovei nisar is ana. So as the Gemara, the first thing that we're going to speak about, says the Gemara, is cholav nachri. The nachri milked a cow without Jewish supervision. Says the Gemara, cholav l'may nechesh lo. What's the reason that we have to be concerned? If the concern is that the nachri is going to substitute non-kosher milk for kosher milk, halach says the Gemara, why would we need to be concerned? Tahor, kosher milk, chiver is wine, is white. Tamei, non-kosher milk is yar, greenish yellow. Vimishim aruvi, and if we're concerned that the nachri mixed into the kosher milk some non-kosher milk, nekem, let's try to make cheese out of it. Damamar, cholav tar oimid, kosher milk can be made into cheese, cholav tamei, but non-kosher milk, enam oimid, cannot be made into cheese. Says the Gemara, idu kabay l'gvina, indeed, if what we need the milk for is to make cheese, hachinami, that would be understandable test. Hachamai eskidin, the kabay l'kam, kamcha. We need it for milk, not for cheese. Says the Gemara, v'nishkum v'nei kal v'neikum. So yes, we don't need this milk for cheese, we need this milk for milk. But ask the Gemara, why don't we just take a little milk from the milk that we want to use for milk and not for cheese, and do a test if it can be made into cheese, and then we'll know if it's kosher or not. Answers the Gemara, as we learned earlier in our shiur, kiven b'kod nami ikin the suba de lekaimi. Even when we have kosher milk, make cheese, there's still packets of cheese where there's liquid still, which is known as whey, the suba de chalba. So therefore, even when you'll see that it turns into cheese, it's not a conclusive proof. Leka lamekalem de milsa. Even if we're going to make the milk into cheese, there's still the concern that when we have the cheese, there may be pieces between in the cheese of liquid, which will be the non-kosher milk that was used. So of course the question is, when we know for certain that the milk is kosher milk, what will be the halacha that we know the farmer only has kosher animals? So the Chasam Sofer and the Divrei Chaim, both of the opinion that once Chazal made a gzeira, the gzeira stands forever, no matter even if the reason fall away. The Pri Chodesh actually disagrees. The Pri Chodesh says that we know that there's no non-kosher animal, then there's no problem of Cholav Akum. Ramosha, the famous Tshuva Ramosha, introduced the concept of Cholav Stam. Cholav Stam, Ramosha says, is that if there's government rules and supervision that on a farm where they're milking cows, there can't be any non-kosher animal, so that's not what Chazal spoke about. Chazal spoke about a case where a non-kosher animal is available, but when there's no non-kosher available animal available, then there's room for leniency. Vapas, the next halach we spoke about is bread. Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rav Yochanan, pas, when we said that the pas loyhut rebezdin, the pas never became mutter. Even though there would be maybe reason to be lenient by pas, because it's such a staple food item, it was never made mutter. Miklal, the mikadaman deshari. The fact that Rav Yochanan had to say this is an indication that there was such a person in. Says the Gemara, the Chiyosur of Dimi, Omer Pamach Yotzil Rebbe Lasoda. Rebbe once went out out of town with his talmidim. Ve'evi avi kacham lefnav as purni, and the Nachri brought a furnace. Mafasa brought bread past purni, a big bread that was baked in a big oven that was made out of a saw flour. Amar Rebbe kamenah pasa, and Rebbe immediately said, "This bread is beautiful." Marach kacham la'asrim. Why did Chazal make it asr? Asking him, what's Rebbe's question? Marach kachamim. We explained that all these foods are also b'shem achasnas. Ella, what he meant to say is, I understand in town, we don't want you to come to any social interaction with the Nachrim, so that's why pas is asur. But why in the field do we have that concern? Ksurma amra hit to Rebbe a pas. And everybody thought that what Rebbe meant to say was that under certain circumstances, pas akum is mutter. V'loihi, Rebbe lo hit to a pas. Rav That wasn't the story. One time Rebbe went to a certain place. He wasn't out in the field. He was in a city. He saw that they didn't have enough bread available. Is there nobody that's a baker? That he meant that you could even go to a baker who's non-Jewish. That's only when a Palti Yisrael is not available. Where a Jewish baker is available, there is no heter. Even according to the opinion that says a palter, a non-Jewish baker, is mutter, hanimili besodder in the field of beir. We have to be concerned mishum chasnas. Iva, so the Gemara, the name of a Talmud Chacham, have a mankus for akel pas abei mitzri. He would eat pas palter when he was on the border of the city. Amal Rav Avitam Rav Nachma Yitzchak lo tishto. Don't say over what Iva did. We don't want to say over divrei Torah from Iva because he's an individual. The ka'ocha lachm da ramoi. He eats pas palter. So there are many different opinions how to understand this sugya. The way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that the Gemara is teaching us the pas akum is not mutter. However, most paskim say if the pas palter is better than the pas yisrael, then we could be lenient. Similarly, if the pas of we're in a soda, we could be more lenient. And also, when we're lenient, we're only lenient pas palter, the bread of a baker, the bread of a balabais. If a nochri is baking bread cake in his own home, there we can never be lenient. The Shulchan Aruch, as we said, takes a much stricter approach. And certainly in a case where pas yisrael is available, the Shulchan Aruch says we should not eat pas palter. Derma is more lenient, but Derma agrees that during the Seres Yimei Tshuva, we should only eat Pas Yisrael. And the Mishnah Berurah says that on Shabbos, when we're eating Chal on Shabbos, we should also be careful that the Chal on Shabbos we eat should be Pas Yisrael.